Okay, I'm just gonna do this. This was
is that five, five.
No, it's just my hand is up. That means I've hit it.
You're counting down from five. All right, you're gonna do it. Five, four.
No, I'm just putting my hand up to say I've hit it. So you immediately do.
Why would you put your hand up? Why don't you like point to me?
Here, I'll point.
What if you do like okay?
I'm doing
do the okie dokie sign.
Do a high five. High five. We started the show.
Okay.
There it is. High five. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We started the show.
All right. It's.
Oh boy. Hi everybody.
Who are we?
Oh, this is Action Features, the podcast that takes multiple weeks off in a row.
That's what I love about this. That's why
Me too.
That's why I joined the team.
Yeah, we had a week off there. Things were busy. You know. Sometimes you get busy.
Sometimes you do get busy.
Sometimes things get busy.
We missed a week and then we had a weird you know. But we tried to get back on schedule. We got off schedule, and then we got,
and then it just kept getting worse.
Just kept getting worse all
just
the time.
Worse.
This deal's getting worse all the time. If you know that song, you know it's Action Features song,
what
baby.
What are you doing?
Action Features song.
You didn't tell me you were doing this.
No, I didn't. I just made it up just now.
Okay.
We're gonna cover some topics. You probably won't like the topics.
You're already defeating it. It's 2 minutes into the show. You probably won't like the topics. Hey, so if you're looking forward to this episode, don't.
Oh, hey, don't look forward to the episode.
This isn't going to be one of our better ones.
James can tell right now. It's going to fail.
You only have two. Oh, there it is. I was going to say you only have two different things on.
Oh, no. I've got.
GarageBand? Was that a GarageBand?
It's not GarageBand.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. It is GarageBand.
What? How do you make that mistake?
Well, I forgot what it was called. I never look at it. I never look at the name of it.
We'll just fill the whole episode with this. We didn't have a lot of stuff written down, so we'll just fill it with this.
That was, yeah, I can make fancy beats all day.
Beats all day long.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, we have a lot of catch-up to do. We're going to just do a little free-for-all.
Not the condiment.
Episode. Not the condiment. Just a little kind of, hey, here's a couple things. You know?
Yeah, like what?
You know, oh, well, you heard Richard Kiel died, right?
Okay, that takes one for my.
That was one on my list.
For a shrinking list.
Whoa, that's bad if we have the same things on our lists.
Yeah, I heard that.
Prepared better.
I heard that.
Yeah, he passed away today. I think
that's too bad.
Yeah, he was a memorable Bond villain. You know what I mean? Like
he was. Yeah, I think he's maybe the Bond villain that people think of normally.
Yeah, especially
that's not
like,
the movie I think of.
No,
when I think of Bond, but
well, you think of. Like, people that aren't that into James Bond would probably think of the more, like, comic booky caricature type villains, like Odd Job and Jaws.
I heard he was a real nice guy.
That's what everybody said. I saw him for a brief moment at Comic Expo last year, Cincinnati Comic Expo, and he was being kind to everyone that was coming by his table. And I think he was on the news that morning, and he was cutting up with the people on the news, and was just like... Just seemed like a super, super nice guy.
Yeah.
So, that's sad. Condolences to his family.
Do you know why how he passed? What was
I didn't read. I would assume it was just due to age.
I don't know if I said it on the show before, but my friend worked with his son.
Oh, yeah?
At a hospital.
I don't think you said that before.
Well,
could be wrong, though.
He did.
Wow. Look at that. So, yes. That's a sad thing.
Yeah, our condolences.
That's a sad, sad thing.
What were you going to talk about? Miley Cyrus'
no.
new jewelry line?
He was one of the he was one of the figures from the James Bond Jr. line. The Jaws figure was? Remember that one?
Yeah, I don't think it was Richard. It wasn't Richard
Kiel. It wasn't
Kiel.
Richard Kiel, though. It was horrible. It was not a very good figure.
It was awful.
It was a very bad figure. Not as bad as Odd Job, though. Odd Job had on, like...
Are any of those good figures?
You liked them. You had the whole set.
I was given the whole set.
That's not what I heard.
I was told that I couldn't get rid of them, either. I still have them.
Odd Job was maybe the worst, because he had on, like, the Run DMC gear.
Yeah, the Run DMC tracksuit.
But it was, like, neon colored. Yeah, it was... Odd Job was really bad. He was really bad.
It was bad.
Yeah. All right. That's what I have that one written down, and that was also written on yours, huh?
Okay.
Well.
Well, this will be about 10... This should only take about 10 minutes. If you guys are up for it. Look, you want me to cover all the ground we normally look. Toys, okay. There's some toys are coming out. There's some movies that have been out. We're not going to see.
There's a couple comic books that got read by somebody.
Look,
somebody's doing a new movie based on something.
It's probably a superhero.
It's probably a superhero movies.
I was thinking today.
Yeah.
No, few things are getting me to the theater.
Me too.
And here's the problem. They're either big over the top. Movies that I don't want to see. Mm-hmm. These superhero films, I'm not totally interested in.
Yeah.
Or they're mediocre films that I want to see, but not enough to go to the theater and see. Pierce Brosnan is in a new film called November Man. Looks pretty good. You know what? I'm not going
to
see
it. Not going to have to go see
that. I'm not going to go pay $11 to see it.
That's the real problem, man, is those ticket prices are just...
It's killing it.
They're way too prohibitive, because there were so many films that I went and saw, and I was like, that was okay. And then I look at what I spent that night, and I'm like, oh... For the family of four of us and all these refreshments and things like that, we spent $75.
Yeah.
Boy, I would love to have that $75 back.
I wish I had the $75 back and didn't see the film.
Yeah, because we didn't really get to do anything family-wise there. We all just sat in the theater and watched a movie together.
You didn't do anything together.
We really didn't do anything together. We all just watched a movie together.
Didn't learn about each other.
Yeah, so it's got to be a really like an event film and a film that I'm walking away with going like, wow, I'm really glad we saw that at the theater. That was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been very few of those lately where it's been... I can't remember the last film that I saw that even if I saw it afterwards, I went, I wish I'd have seen that at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Or that I went to see it at the theater and I was really happy having seen it at the theater. Like, wow, that was definitely a theater experience. That was great.
You should still see Guardians of the Galaxy, I think.
I do want to see it.
It would be good at the theater.
I don't know if we'll make it.
You might not.
I might not make it. Winter Soldier came out this week. I still haven't seen that.
That came out on DVD.
DVD, and I still haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm going to get the DVD.
I'm going to this weekend.
I'm
going to
get
it.
I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to see it. This weekend, though, is the...
Comic-Con.
No, it's not. That's next weekend.
Oh, it is soon, though.
Yeah.
I was joking.
This weekend, this Friday, is the premiere episode, a new episode of the Ninja Turtles Nickelodeon cartoon. And so,
are they doing a new cartoon?
No, it's like the continuation of the season. I think it's still season two, but they broke up the season some.
Okay.
So it's been a while since we've seen a new episode.
Breaking up is hard to do.
It is. It is hard to do.
So I hear. I've heard that.
Wasn't that on the Night Dads episode? Wasn't that one of the episodes of Night Dads?
I believe it was.
Anyway, so...
That's where I know about it from.
So the premiere, a new episode premieres Friday night. And so my whole family is super excited because the kids love the show. I really like the show, and Bobby really likes the show. So we're going to like pop some popcorn and have like a...
Popped corn.
We're going to have some popped corn.
Popped corn.
I'm going to pop some corn. And we're going to like sit there and watch
You're going to watch the TV show.
We're going to watch the TV show together. Like it's a movie type of thing together.
It'll be shorter than a film.
It'll be shorter than a film. So I don't know if Captain America will happen this weekend or not.
You might buy it this weekend.
I might buy it this weekend. We may not do a big
You might
movie
not watch thing. It this weekend.
It may wait. A friend of mine is loaning me the Thor sequel, too. I haven't seen that. Thor the Dark World? I still haven't seen that.
No.
That's been out for months.
I haven't seen that. I'm not going to buy that.
I'm not going to buy it. I borrowed it from a friend.
You can borrow it.
I'm going to borrow it.
You can borrow it from
a friend. I'm just going to watch it from a friend.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Watch it from a friend. Okay, so what do you have? Was that something you had written down? But Comic Expo is next weekend. That's the weekend after this one that's coming up. The Cincinnati Comic Expo is that weekend. So I'm going to be there.
Oh, good.
I'm going to it.
Hey, if any fans are listening, you can meet James there.
You can meet me there. I might be walking around.
He might be looking at things to buy.
You probably won't know it's me, but...
You'll know.
You may know it's me.
You'll know.
But if you listen to the show and you're in the Cincinnati area, maybe you'll see me there.
If you listen to the show, you'll have to just hang out at some booths and listen
just
for the voice.
Just ask people.
Listen for the voice.
Just ask random people, hey, are you James from Action Features? And maybe you'll get it right one time.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
I don't have this written down, but I might as well. Yeah. Look, Liam Neeson is in a new movie coming out. It looks like it's pretty good, but it also looks like it's exactly the same as Taken.
I think I saw an ad for it.
And I know
it's on a plane, maybe?
Is that the one? No, that's the one before this one.
That was also like Taken.
Yeah. But this one, I think, might have more of a supernatural bent to it. Mm. I'm not sure. But there's still a key thing in the trailer is that he's got a tape recorder where he plays it back and he's listening to somebody's voice to, like, track it down. I'm like, is this the...
He's got it now.
Is that... Listen. Do you have anything where I can record a voice?
Look, I've got really good at this.
I've gotten really good at listening to tape recorders.
And then I figure out who they are.
That's good. Oh. That's a good Liam Neeson. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Hey, thanks.
You know, better than mine. So anyway, that's another one that I would watch it, but I'm not going to go see it.
Well, you know he's good at it.
I already know he's good at it.
You know he's good at it, yeah. So you know what you're going to get. You're, oh, that's going to be good. The other ones were good where he did that exact same thing.
Yep.
This is probably going to be good, too.
Yep.
Hey, all right. You didn't have it written down, right?
That was not written down, so you never know what's going to
pop
up.
I'm going to do one I've written down. So, Target. I told you about this sale.
The store, right? Not the circle.
No, not the circle. The store.
Okay.
Well, just right around Labor Day, they had a sale on
this
the Ninja
when,
Turtle
This
stuff.
Is when Bobby had the baby.
No. This is on Labor Day. Labor the Day. Holiday. Not okay. Not the going into labor.
I'm getting very confused by your stories.
You should get a calendar.
Your story's confusing.
I'm going to burp. I'm going to do it off mic.
Good for you. Thank you. Stories are confusing.
All right. So around Labor Day, there was a... on one of the forums I go to, somebody posted, hey, Target's having a crazy sale on Ninja Turtle stuff. The giant sewer layer playset is only $14.99. And they posted a picture of the sales tag that said, $85 savings, $14.99. And I'm like, that's crazy. Even though the kids have one, I'm going to go get another one at $14.99.
How can you not for
$15? And so then I start reading, and everybody's saying, oh, you know, they've already taken it down, or they've already sold out, or, you know, some places are willing to give rain checks, and this, that, and the other thing. That it was some kind of pricing error. And so I went in, and they didn't have them, but they did give me a rain check, which is awesome. So I've got a rain check set in my wallet for $14.99. But then, like, everything, all the vehicles and stuff, everything was $14.99. If it was on sale, it was down to $14.99. So if it was $20, it was $14.99. If it was $30, it was down to $14.99. So the pricing error was that all the items that were put on sale were put as $14.99, which is why the sewer there was $14.99.
Everything must go.
But so my point, though, is not about the sale, which was awesome. I got a bunch of stuff for the kids for Christmas put away or whatever. Which I probably shouldn't. I'm not going to say what I got put away because Blaze will probably listen to this.
Snap.
This episode.
He was just joking anyway.
But I did get some stuff put away, but I'm not going to say what I got put away.
Nobody knows.
So I managed to pick up a couple things, and I got this rain check. But I'm reading online at some of the forums I go to where people are just like insane if you picked up more than one of something. Like on the whatever forum I don't want to say what forum I went to because I don't want to alienate anybody, but they got like angry if somebody posted say a receipt saying, "Hey, look, I got two sewer layer playsets for $14.99 each. Awesome!" And they immediately go, "Wow, you're a scalper. You're a terrible person. How dare you get more than one?" And like I mean, serious about this,
yeah.
Or saying like, "I picked up everyone I could, man." This is going to be great. I can give someone to the kids, and I can do this with them. And not even really, sometimes not even saying what they did, but, oh, well, thanks a lot for saving some for the rest of us. Really? Saving some for the rest of us. If you went into the store, and you bought something that was on sale, and you bought a couple extra because it was on sale, especially if it was something you were saving $85 on, are you really taking it away from the rest of us? Because who knows if the rest of us are going to get over there to that store in a certain amount of time.
Right.
Or if you're even in the same area, or what they're going to do with them. Maybe they're going to take them to Toys for Tots.
Sad fact of the matter is that it's first come, first serve at the stores.
It's first come, first serve. It really is. And if you picked up a couple extra because it was on a deep sale, and you're going to use them to trade or, you know, divert the cost of your other ones, or whatever you're going to do with it, you were there and you got to take advantage of the sale.
I like to think that you could say, you know what, everybody understands and everybody knows that the sale's going, you know, we're going to... save some.
Yeah.
I'll get one, and this person can get one, and all that. But that's not the case. Because if those other people had been there, they would have done the same thing.
Exactly.
They're just mad because they didn't get one.
They're mad because they didn't get advantage of the deal.
That'd be my guess.
That's what it is.
But I haven't talked to these people, so I don't
the
know.
Entitlement, where it's like, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. You're horrible. Right. You're a terrible person. I can't believe you did that. It's just ridiculous. I mean, that's insane. If those people were in those shoes, they would have done the same thing.
Probably.
They would have bought what they could, you know?
You're allowed to buy more than one thing at the store.
You're allowed to buy more than one thing at the store.
I mean, the last time I went to the store, you were allowed to buy more than one
thing. Last time I checked, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a...
So that was just a little something I thought.
Well,
And I'm not saying what I got. Don't, so, Blaze, if you do listen to this episode, say what you got. I'm not telling you what I got there.
You know what? You might not have gotten anything at all.
I may have only got one or two things.
Could have been fabricated.
It could have been something that you've already got, and I got it for
the action figures were somebody else. $15.99.
Yeah. Who knows?
The basic action
figures. It's not a sewer there. You've already got a sewer there, so I don't think it's that. All right. What else you got?
Well, they showed the new Batmobile has been seen.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Tumbler. It's a little bit more like the like a car.
It's like a cross between the Batman Forever Batmobile and the Tumbler.
Yeah. I didn't expect anything other than that. So.
I liked it more when I first saw it than I liked it in these latest pictures.
Yeah.
Because like the cockpit opens in this weird like scissor shape.
Bat wings.
And it's got this weird kind of Gatling gun thing, tripod thing on the front of it. I don't even know what it is.
Could be a Gatling
gun. It's like this weird circular, almost like the radar dish in the Falcon. Like, stuck at the front.
I didn't see that.
And it's got, like, two gun things on it. It's weird looking. I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's been shown.
Of course, to everybody else, it's the greatest Batmobile ever made,
It's the best Batmobile ever
made. Oh. Oh, awesome sauce.
Finally.
Finally, a cool Batmobile.
Finally, a cool one.
Finally, a cool Batmobile.
It's about time they made a cool one. Are people saying awesome sauce?
I think people say that. I say that just to make fun of people that do those kind of things.
I'm wondering if people are actually saying
that. Some people say awesome sauce.
What are we going to do?
I don't even know what we can do about this anymore. There's nothing that can be done.
Ooh. Well, okay.
Well, you got something else on there?
Well, I have just two more things written down.
I have one more thing written down.
Oof.
You go ahead. You got two to my one.
I'm gonna say one right now.
Do it.
Justin Bieber got booed.
Good.
At the... some fashion show awards or something like that.
This life I have.
Hey.
Man, look come over here.
Look at what my life is like.
Look at my... this is my life.
That's what my life is like.
This is what my life is like.
Come and give it to me.
Toys, she took a dive.
I love that he got booed. I mean...
I do too.
I don't wish anybody harm, but he's just keeping up. He's perpetuating this persona and just being a troublemaker.
Obnoxious.
He doesn't
totally
care.
Obnoxious.
He doesn't care about anybody. So
it's terrible. I'm glad he got booed
too. People don't want to see him at stuff.
Nobody wants to see. Is anybody still buying anything that he sings?
I don't know. If you have a country, if you have an entire country that is trying to vote for to have you
get leave,
not associated with that country anymore, and you
Something's
can't be a
wrong.
Citizen there.
Here's the thing.
It's not a draw anymore.
Those teeny bopper singers, they have like a shelf life. Because once the girls that like that grow up, they then say it's stupid. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I can't believe I listened to that.
Right.
And he's at the point now where those girls will be old enough to go, I can't believe I listened to that.
Yeah.
So who's listening to him still?
He still kind of looks like a little kid. So
it's weird.
I don't know if he's making music. I don't even know if he's making music. All I know
either.
Is he throws eggs at houses.
Yeah.
He's been in a few car incidents where he's driving on people's lawns and stuff. He got in trouble for some...
I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing.
It's...
But anyway...
Go away, Justin Bieber.
But anyway, Justin Bieber got booed. So. It's worth mentioning.
Well, you don't have a whole lot else to talk about. Justin Bieber getting booed is right up there. All right.
Justin Bieber! What do you think about getting booed?
This is a
booed?
Weird episode, man. It's just like...
I'm trying to get the creative juices flowing here with the songs.
With the GarageBand, it's not GarageBand.
It is GarageBand.
It is GarageBand, yep.
It's not in the garage, though.
Hey, I got a little something about Matty Collector.
That's always a hot ticket.
I'm curious if it's still messed up.
MattyCollectors.org.
So you know they have their monthly sales, right?
I didn't know that.
You know that. They have stuff that goes up every month.
I didn't know that.
You know that.
They have things that go up every month?
You know that.
I didn't know that. I mean, I know they have product on every month.
You do know that.
I know they have product up every month.
All right, well, you know that.
Who's the He-Man they got this month?
Who's the He-Man this month? Oh, okay, they finally fixed it. But, okay. I don't know what the He-Man is this month. I gotta be honest. I don't keep track of it anymore.
Skeletor?
Skugator. Skeletor. Skeletor. Skabator.
Grayskull.
Yeah. Grayskug. Yeah, Grayskug. Grayskugor. Anyway, so they had these monthly sales, and the month before, they start advertising these sales to get, these are going to be the items that are going to be available, and they have a list, And you can't add anything to cart yet, but you can see all the prices.
You can
right?
see what it's going to be.
So they have the Ghostbusters 2 packs they're bringing back.
Okay.
Or they're bringing out.
For the 30th anniversary.
For the 30th anniversary. The figures finally come with removable proton packs, which is what people wanted in the first place. The
figurines.
But they didn't give in the first place. Hmm. So that you have to rebuy them if you want them to have the proton packs that come off. And when they had this sale listed, the packs were $25 each. Now, when they talked about it on the show, they said they're $50 for the two packs. But when they went on their site advertising the sale, they listed the price at $25 each.
Got to get them while they're hot.
So everybody said, whoa, $25 each? That's great. Yeah. That's much better. These are almost all reused parts. $25 is a great price, but you know it makes sense because you're not doing things. And so on their forums, and this is after like maybe a week or two of these being $25, a few people asked the question, are those really $25 or are they going to be adjusted? And so they come back and said, no, that price is incorrect. They're $50.
How do you make that error?
Okay, how do you make that error? And for another thing, like, after it's brought to your attention, don't you fix it? No. They, not Maddie Collector, they don't fix it. They didn't fix it for the longest time. I'm checking now, and it's finally fixed. It's I think it's because the pre-sale, the early access is coming up, so now they fixed it. But almost for an entire month, with them knowing about it, the price said $25.
You know what? I think they're trying to get people decided, I will buy those figures.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say.
Price goes up, they're going to say, ah, that's,
well, I was already saying I was going to do it. I guess I'm going to do it. Or you're going to come to the site thinking they're $25 and just throw it in your cart, not even looking that the price has been changed to
$50.
Oh,
but you're going
to
see the price.
And then just get it and go.
Double trouble.
It's just another thing where it just proves how incompetent Matty Collector and the people that run Matty Collector are.
.org.
Or how deceitful they are. It's one of the two. You don't get another option. You're either incompetent, you put the wrong prices up, and you can't be bothered to fix them for like a month. Or you're being deceitful, and you're keeping the incorrect prices up to get people excited about them, just to then slip in the change, and hopefully nobody
notices.
I'm
surprised they would have sold them for $25, because that's half of what it cost them to make
it. Oh, they don't make any money on these toys.
They sell them at cost.
They've been very, very clear about that, that they don't make any money.
I know they sell them at cost.
They sell all these toys at cost.
So that would have been a big hit for the company.
Yeah. So there was that. And that was all I have written down.
That's okay. they showed a picture of the what they're saying is the Millennium Falcon. It is the Millennium Falcon from the Star Wars. It's an aerial view.
From a Star World.
It's from a Star World.
Oh, I haven't seen this. You didn't show me this.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
It's been all over Yahoo and
stuff.
Was
this today?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, look it up while I'm speaking about
it. You talk about it, and I'm going to look at it.
Okay, so here's... So they announced, like, Millennium Falcon shown. Okay, that's fine. I've seen the Millennium Falcon before, so it's cool to see that it's an actual large piece of set that they built. I think that's awesome. But what caught my attention is these hangers that are in the background of the set that are built into the side of this grassy hillside where X-Wings are parked. So it shows like a little piece of the territory there. I think it's really cool looking, and I don't know,
really?
I don't know where it's supposed to be, but I really like that real sets are being built and real locations, and so it's pretty cool. I have been good about. I haven't read any spoilers. There's been all sorts of opportunities to look at things, but I haven't done it.
All right. Okay, and I'm seeing it.
I haven't done it.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't see the picture yet. Hang on. There it is.
You know what that?
That's a Netflix ad.
You know what that reminds? You know what? Yeah.
Oh wow, that's the Falcon, man.
It's the Millennium Falcon.
That's the Falcon right there.
The Falcon.
Whoa, that's cool.
Look what's beside it. Yeah.
Whoa, that's
yeah.
Oh, I see like, the blue covered X-wing.
Yeah, and there's like a you see the
it almost looks like the Yavin 4, like
right,
the
Saucy
Temple.
Right,
something.
It looks like a Yavin. A Yavin world. Looks like a Yavin world.
Wow. Something else that I'm just now seeing on here. JJ has this little card sitting here. And he says, why do I suddenly have this desperate need to own a watch? Darn you, Apple.
Right.
And it's sitting there. And the thing it's sitting on has a reflection on it. And it looks like the Death Star
pipe. It looks
piping.
Like a Death Star pipe.
It looks like Death Star pipe.
They're talking about a Death Star. I'm okay with a Death Star.
I'm okay with another Death Star.
Do three movies with a Death Star. I don't care. That's fine with me.
That's fine. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get excited, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's I don't want to be put in the trap of the prequels. Right. Where I got,
you don't want to have that. You don't want to go ahead and buy two tickets ahead of time.
I don't, three. Come on, man. You don't give me credit where credit's due. I bought three tickets for a 12-hour period.
You don't want to buy three tickets without having seen it yet, but it does look cool. It's exciting to see some of the.
All right, I'm reading this article on The Verge right now because something else popped up while I was looking for this.
Yeah,
and they're talking about the Batmobile and what I saw. This gun up front. Here's the gun.
Okay.
See these Gatling gun things?
Yeah.
And it says, "How do you ruin Batman with one photo? Why does the Batmobile have a turret? Batman doesn't kill people, so why does his new car showcase a hood-mounted machine gun? Last night, the director of Batman v Superman, Zack Snyder, it takes a sharp turn in a disappointing direction for the Caped Crusader, downgrading Batman from a genius detective to a rich bro with a tank."
Well,
first of all...
Yeah, let me play it.
Have you ever seen the 1989 Batman film?
It has machine guns on the
It
the
has
car.
Machine guns.
I was about to say that.
Do you not know that Batman originally used guns?
He had guns.
Yeah, it's in the original incarnation of Batman, he did kill, and it was... I mean, he flew around a biplane that had guns, and he was shooting down things with guns. There is a historical precedent for Batman using a gun.
Not only that, but... What standard are you holding Zack Snyder to? Apparently Superman killed in the last movie. He's the one that doesn't kill.
Yeah.
Superman doesn't kill.
So what...
But he's already killed, so what do you care if Batman has guns on his car?
Oh, this guy updates here. "I hear you, commenters. I failed to clarify the point of this argument. Yes, Batmobiles have had weapons in the past." He sounds like he's backpedaling this guy that wrote this article.
You don't have to kill people if you have a gun.
No, you don't.
You could just fight crime with and not kill people.
The 89 Batmobile uses the Gatling guns to open up that door where it shoots over the thing.
They aren't Gatling guns.
Well, whatever. You know
just
what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I didn't mean to say Gatling guns, but the machine guns, the Browning machine guns. I was talking earlier about the Batwing to somebody, and that's why I have Gatling guns on the brain.
Okay.
But it uses those guns to shoot open the door, you know, the doorway.
Yeah.
And it's not shooting people, it's shooting that. So to immediately assume that, oh, well, that ruins Batman, that one picture, is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
You know what else I'm tired of? We're going to get back to guns in a second, but you know what I'm tired of? Yahoo putting up these articles that are like fake articles just to get you to click on stuff.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, Jesse Eisenberg might be bald for the new Lex Luthor.
Oh, it's terrible.
Okay. So I clicked on it because I assumed that there was going to be a picture.
Yeah.
Because I think the one that I clicked on first actually said photos surface of Jesse Eisenberg and Lex Luthor. Okay. So I click on it. There's no photograph to be found.
Uh-uh.
There's no photograph at all. And, of course, some pop-up ad. This is another thing I hate, is these new pop-up ads. They slowly come on the screen. They, like, fade, and they cover your entire screen.
And you can't find the X to get it out of it.
You can't find the X to get out of it.
You're still finding an X.
So, it's like, great. Thanks. Yeah, I was trying to read this article, but since you interrupted me, yeah, I'm going to get a room at the Hilton.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Let me click on this. I want this.
Thanks, Hilton. I wasn't planning on taking a vacation. I was planning on reading this article. But now, since you've interrupted me, I think I will go with your company.
Instead.
I can't believe this stuff. I can't imagine that it's working.
Well,
I can't believe that people are like, you know what?
It's annoying.
Take time to look at that. When
that pops up, it makes me not like that company anymore.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, well, you've ruined my experience of what I was trying to read, and now I can't read it, so
I'm
I don't
trying
like
to get
you.
Away from it as soon as I can.
Speaking of the Jesse Eisenberg thing,
yeah,
I saw the one picture. Everybody's talking about, he's going to be bald. He's going to be bald. It's a picture of him with somebody, and his hair looks weird.
Yeah.
And everybody's assuming it's a wig.
His hair looks weird to me.
His hair is already weird. Yeah. Just because he has weird hair in a picture doesn't automatically mean that Lex Luthor's going to be bald. That's the huge jump of logic that people are having for this film.
Even if he is, I have to tell you, I might have said it on here before, and I don't want to judge before I've seen photographs or seen the film, but I don't buy him as a criminal mastermind.
I don't either.
I don't pit him up against Ben Affleck. Let me tell you, if Jesse Eisenberg and Ben Affleck are going head to head, Ben Affleck's going to win.
He's going to win.
And so will whoever's playing Superman.
He's definitely going to win. Henry Cavill.
He's going to win.
Yeah, I don't.
I know he's supposed to be smart. I know he's not a physical criminal, but he doesn't even seem dastardly. He seems a little.
I don't know what's going to happen with that film.
Nobody knows.
Oh, and of course, everyone that's...
Well, it's the best Lex Luthor.
It's the best Lex Luthor's ever made.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys should just be quiet. Remember Heath Ledger's Joker?
Yeah.
Remember how everybody hated Heath Ledger's Joker?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you shut up? Why don't you go ahead and give it back to credit where credit's due and talk about Michael Keaton's Batman?
Yeah.
That was the casting one that had everybody turn their heads and go, Michael Keaton is Batman? That's a terrible idea. And then everybody had to eat crow.
Right.
But everybody forgets that. And they want to go, remember Heath Ledger's Joker? I didn't really like Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
I didn't like it very much. No. It wasn't... He did a fine job doing whatever he was doing, but it wasn't Joker.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do with your lips right now? I don't get...
He's licking his lips.
But I don't get that. I hate that. Immediately it goes back to that. Oh, well, you should give Jesse Eisenberg a chance, because if Heath Ledger taught us anything, it's that we can't judge these...
Yeah.
Oh, God. Really? Come on. Again? You're looking for any opportunity to throw Heath Ledger back up on a pedestal.
Keith Ledger.
Oh, it's, I'll write it down.
Write it down for me.
Speaking of that, I saw an article the other day where it was saying 10 ways or something like that that Jack Nicholson's Joker is, that Jack Nicholson did to create Joker. And it started off by talking about how Jack Nicholson's Joker was great in the day. Of course, then Heath Ledger's Joker came in and totally erased everyone's perception of what the good Joker was, and now we know that Nicholson's performance now pales in comparison to Heath Ledger's Joker. But here are some good things that Jack Nicholson did as Joker. Shut up.
That's not factual.
That's your opinion again.
We don't know that now because it's two different things.
You really want to dissect which one was more like Joker, Jack Nicholson was more like Joker. I'm saying it as my opinion and speaking it as fact.
Yeah.
Just like that person takes their opinion and speaks it as fact.
You know what? Some people like Roger Moore over Sean Connery. Some people prefer that.
Some people do.
You know what?
I'm not going to speak it as fact.
That's there. Roger Moore was not the better Bond.
It's ridiculous.
We know that.
We can speak that as fact.
But somebody thinks...
We're going to ahead and speak that
but
as fact.
But somebody prefers it.
I don't get it, man. I really don't get it. And then it goes into this thing where it's an article about the things that Jack did as Joker. Like, little things. And it's like, okay, why did you start the article by dogging him as Joker?
No.
Just then give us an article about why he was cool as Joker.
But here's 10 things that we could give a pass.
Stupid.
Yeah. Hindsight is 20/20, my friend.
Makes me mad.
Oh. This is infuriating. Let's see what Henry thinks about it.
Here's another thing. Oh, you're already calling him.
It's going. What are we going to say?
It was about the Batwing thing I was talking about. They had Gatling guns on the brain.
Yeah.
I was wanting to tell you what I was having this argument about with the Batwing. But that's okay. We'll save it for another episode.
Oh.
Are you sure you don't have the right number?
Well, it sounds like I got a fax.
Hang on.
You might not have given me the right number.
No, that's the right number. Are you sure you dialed it right?
Well, I'm not 100%.
Whatever you think that second number is.
Oh, I thought that was 8-1, I think.
That's a 9. Come on, man. Okay, before you dial it, I can make the statement here.
I got the fax machine.
Don't dial yet.
Just the fax,
man. Don't dial yet.
Okay.
A guy on Facebook, and I've seen this argument a lot. Why couldn't Batman hit Joker in the Batwing? And we may have talked about this during the Batman podcast. I can't remember for sure if we got to it or not.
I don't recall.
But, okay, here's my stance on it.
It's probably the same as what I'm thinking.
The Batwing is an aerial assault vehicle. An air-to-air assault vehicle.
It's made for other vehicles.
In the air.
Yeah.
That's why the Gatling guns that are mounted on the wings are pointing straight forward and they're parallel with the wings. Because it's fighting things like dogfights in the air, right? Vehicles that are meant for air-to-air assault make it's really tough to go to air-to-ground assault and start to hit something, especially one person standing all by themselves on a street.
Yeah,
it would be almost impossible.
Well, I think about the sheer size, of a vehicle versus
versus that
a person.
Plus, I mean, first of all, and you might say, well, why did he choose the Batwing? Well, the Batwing was chosen because he needed to take out the balloons, not because he was going to get the Joker and kill the Joker with the Batwing. It was to take out the balloons. The only vehicle that could do that was the Batwing.
Right.
So he takes out the balloons and then he heads back to do what he can in the Batwing as a secondary objective. After taking out the balloons. And that includes, just firing as many of the thugs as he can and hoping for lucky shots.
Right.
And then he has to go into a nosedive to get his weapons level and incited to Joker,
yeah.
in between all these buildings, heading in a nosedive at that speed, he's got to start really far away so he can start the nosedive and bring it all the way down to where he's at to get close to the Joker. So, of course, he's going to have a hard time hitting him because
yeah.
it's not what the vehicle's meant for. It's right. not meant for him to target him down on the ground and shoot him. It's not like a satellite that's beaming something down and shooting somebody. He's got guns that are shooting straight forward from where he's at.
Right.
And he's not flying on the street level right at Joker. He's in the sky and Joker's on the ground. So that was the when I was trying to make it clear to somebody, it's not that he's failing at shooting him or that the sighting's bad or something like that. It's that he's in a vehicle that's not equipped for that task.
Yeah.
And he's just doing the best he can. He's like, you know what? I'm going to try for a lucky shot. I'm in this vehicle now. I can try for this shot and see if I can take him out this way. If not, I'll land the Batwing. I'll go do my thing.
Right.
But might as well take the chance.
Take the shot.
Take the chance. You're Batman. If there's a possibility of it happening, Batman will take the possibility.
That was my initial thought. I think I understood that as a child.
I understood
that
as a kid, too. Yeah, as I watched it.
The guns are mounted probably 20 feet apart on the Batwing.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to center. Also, you could dissect it, but Tim Burton is not really a literal filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
It was a setup for something funny to happen with the Joker's gun, and it puts Batman in predicament, and it's just this great moment of tension where mm-hmm. you're like, you want Batman to hit him so bad, and Joker probably even wants to be hit so bad at that point.
He's crazy,
and he's standing out in the middle of the street,
daring him. Yeah.
It's just a setup for a little humor. It's not really a little.
And I'm not dogging the guy on Facebook. If he happens to listen to the show, I'm not dogging him for questioning it because it's a question that pops up a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying my viewpoint on it. I've always seen it as that way, and it makes sense that way.
Yeah. That's what I would think.
So, yeah. But that's why I had the Gatling guns on the brain because of this.
I understand.
This conversation.
Let's see what Henry has to think about it. See what Henry has to say about it.
I guess I should move closer to you.
Get closer.
He might pick up.
We never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Mike?
Henry? Before you
say
anything.
How are you?
Henry, wait.
Hey, buddy, it's me. It's me and James. And we're doing a podcast.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Very good, buddy. But hang on one second. We're doing the podcast right now. You've been on it before. But we just need to make sure that you're okay with being on the podcast, which means you're being recorded as part of our podcast. And this will be mm-hmm. part of our podcast that gets broadcast out. Is that okay?
You got it, my friends. Thanks for calling me.
You know it, buddy. We love calling you.
Hey, we were just talking about Batman.
Yeah.
Do you think Jack Nicholson or Heath Ledger was the best Joker?
Nicholson. I like the 89, 92, and 95.
You know it.
That's it right there. We've got the word.
Proof.
The word has been given that Jack Nicholson is the better Joker.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you up to, Henry?
Well, I'm only watching Knight Rider on TV with David Hey. Alphonse and Kit.
That's all right. That's awesome. What episode are you watching? Is it got Carr in it?
Yeah, Kit versus Carr.
Have you seen the new commercial?
I
can do the voice of Carr, the Knight Automated Roving Robot.
Let's hear it, buddy.
Let's do that.
I am the Knight Automated Roving Robot. You may call me Carr, if you prefer.
I do prefer.
I am the prototype Carr of the future. What you saw is a new interior production line model kit.
That's great.
That's awesome, man.
That sounds great. Just like him.
A friend of mine had a black 1984 Trans Am with T-tops that looked like kit, and he used to give me a ride in it, and he still has it, so.
That's awesome.
Hey, did Garth Knight ever drive around in car?
In the game, he did.
In the game, he did, but not on the show?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a missed opportunity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love Knight Rider. I got all four seasons on DVD.
That's cool, dude.
Hey, do you have the new Knight Rider toy? The Diamond Select one that comes with the Michael Knight figure?
Yep.
You got that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's way cool.
Do you?
I don't have it. No, I don't. I've seen it out in the stores, but I haven't bought it.
You should get it, dude. It's really cool.
I should get it.
And I also got the Back to the Future DeLorean from the second
Entertainment
Earth exclusive with the Fusion.
Nice.
You know, they're doing figures of that now, too. There's reaction figures. There are little action figures of Marty McFly. And.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge Terminator fan. You saw my 84 outfit.
Man, I know you're big in a Terminator. You cosplay it.
I know you like the Terminator. Hey, Henry, I saw that you sent me an email with just a picture of two guns on it. What guns were those?
AK-47 and the Beretta 92FS.
That's right. Are those your choices? Your top picks?
No, I mean, if Richard Lawson says, I'm going to run you down with the 55 Chevy, what are you going to do with an AK-47 and the Beretta 92? What are you going to tell him?
I'm going to say, your time's up, scumbag, and then I'm going to blow him away.
I was going to say, yeah, I thought you were going to put them away, that you were just going to put the guns away and say...
Put the gun... Yeah, maybe that's
hey, guys,
better.
Maybe we can just talk it out.
Maybe
Richard
that's
Lawson.
The better option. Should we talk it out?
Blast them with the phaser. Disintegrate them with the phaser.
Blast with the phaser instead.
I didn't know I had a phaser.
Yeah, you put away the guns and use a phaser instead.
Put the guns in the glove compartment.
And then get the phaser out of the glove compartment that was in there. Switch it out.
Yeah, and so you want to see a magic trick before you run me down?
Yeah. How about a little magic?
Say, hey, you ever see a disappearing act?
You're about to become one.
Yeah. Now you see it, now you don't.
You're about to become one. How about that?
That's pretty good.
You know?
You're about to become one.
Well, you're about to see one.
I also got the 9-inch Star Trek mirror hold 9-inch crew. Did you get that email?
Yeah, I
got it, buddy. I'm excited about it.
I know you got that.
I'm glad you got that.
I do. I got the ISS Enterprise, the whole 9-inch crew.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Hey, we missed your birthday. We missed talking to you on your birthday. What did you do anything cool?
Yeah, I went to Jameson's Chow House and Grill, had a double cheeseburger, french fries, Coca-Cola, and I had a sundae.
Whoa, man.
And then I ordered a Terminator police station figure. We asked the glasses, the gray shirt, the beige boots. The Terminator police station.
Hey.
And also got the Rambo figure, too, Town Assault.
Hey, buddy, I know you love Olive Garden. I know it's one of your favorite places.
That's a good place.
Have you heard about this deal they're offering?
Yeah.
Matt told me about this deal where you pay $100 and you get all you can eat pasta for 7 weeks. Well,
you're so
speechless.
Cool.
It is cool, man. I mean, it seems like a lot of money to spend,
that's
but if you eat a lot of pasta over 7 weeks, that's a pretty good deal.
Does that include things like raviolis?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I didn't really look it up too much. I read a little bit about it. But
I could switch it up. I could go there.
That's $100, but that's a good deal
that's
for seven weeks. That's a lot of pasta.
You could go there every night for dinner.
I wonder how much pasta you could eat.
I could eat a lot.
That'd be cool.
Probably.
I would like to see how much pasta you could eat.
At one sitting?
No, over the 7 week period. You should weigh in at the beginning
like
of the 7
too.
Weeks.
Yeah.
And then weigh in at the end of the 7 weeks and see what the change is.
See what the change is.
You should do it. It should be an action features experiment. You want to do this with us, Henry?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to all do it. We're all going to spend $100
on pasta.
We're
all going to get $100.
I probably won't do it. I'm saying I'll do it, but I probably won't do
You're
it.
You're going to put in for my $100.
I probably won't, actually. So anything else going on, buddy? You just chilling?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm into like Terminator and Rambo now. I watch every trailer of Terminator and Rambo.
Well, every trailer?
Yeah.
All right.
That's cool.
That's a cool way to do things.
I can do a good impression of Arnold and Stallone. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I
want to
hear it.
Let's hear it.
Oh, wait. Are you doing both of them at the same time? Are they talking to each other? Or are you doing one at a time?
I'm doing one at a time.
One at a time.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Mike. It's me, Arnold. Welcome to my new Terminator Genesis movie because I'll be back.
Hey, that's great.
You're leaving already so soon.
He said he'd be
back.
He said he'd be back. Oh, hello?
I can do Stallone.
Let's hear it.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? How you doing, Jim? I'm glad that you guys called me, you know?
Hey, that's good.
Let's do it.
That's good, man.
Adrian!
I also like your... I'm a huge fan of your Batman, the Batpod voice.
Yes.
Where all that's left of the Batmobile has now become the Batpod.
Yes, because what happened was Batman used the Tumbler to sacrifice himself for army death. And none of it was functional. The only thing good to do was to use the front of wheels, and the Batpod was emerged.
I
love it.
That's awesome.
I love that voice.
You do some pretty good impressions.
You do some great voice work, man. You really do.
Thank you.
Maybe we should.
Are you excited about the new Star Wars? I'm excited.
Oh, we were just talking about it a minute ago. We're both super excited. We're trying not to be excited because we don't want to be disappointed, but we're both excited. We think it's going to be good.
But I hope Ewan McGregor is going to play old Obi-Wan. If he's not, I'm like, why? He played the young Alec Guinness.
Well, you know, who knows if Obi-Wan's ghost will still be hanging around. It seems that would be a long time for Obi-Wan's ghost to be hanging around. You know what I mean? Like, if I was Obi-Wan's ghost, I'd be like, you know what? I just go now?
You've learned all you can learn.
Can I join the Force? Can I get out of here? Because this has been a long time.
Yeah, see, like, can I tell you a story of how I became the Terminator and how I gave up being a hero?
Of course you can.
Oh, yeah.
We love your
story. Well, first, my superhero was called the Terminator. I was a hero that people once needed me and deserved. Well, after the death of my dad, I gave up, and then I tried again. There was a girl named Theodora that Lila Kunis played. Did you ever see Great Powerful Oz?
Yeah, I saw it.
What was it?
So I loved Theodora, I loved her. I loved her the way she was. I showed her my Terminator outfit, but there was one thing I failed to do. I failed to stop her from eating that apple. But when she became the good witch of the good woman that was Theodora, was gone.
She was gone,
like Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader.
Yes, and then she turned to the dark side, and then you know what? I made up a lie that Theodora died saving the witch of the West to preserve her image. And we put a statue to remember who what she was, and then I gave up for 5 years being the Terminator. But there's one girl named Chloe Grace Moretz who was in Kick-Ass 1 and 2, Hugo. She said, "The Terminator must come back. We need you." That wasn't your fault what happened to Theodore. So I suited up and I said, "I'm back." And I used the kit car to become a hero again.
That's you perfect. Had to become a hero. Can I ask a personal question about the story?
Yes.
Well, did your cyborg endoskeleton get in the way of your relationship with Theodora? Was there any sort of... How did that work? Did she know that you were a Terminator?
Yes.
That's good.
Does she know about
your keep any secrets.
Endoskeleton of metal?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was they're made with a real flesh exterior.
That's right.
So it's okay. It's just like your bones being made of metal. No big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. It's like
but I
brain,
was the
you know? Yeah, buddy, what were you going
to say? Oh. I wore the 84 outfit.
Good for you, buddy. That's a cool outfit. Not the Tech Noir, right? You're talking about the regular one.
The Tech Noir was kind of... I didn't like the punk jacket.
No,
I liked
nobody
the way
likes
he
the
looked.
Punk jacket. You like the...
I like the way he changed his clothes, where he took out his eye, then he covered it with glasses, and then he put a gray shirt, and then he...
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was cool.
And then he goes to the police station and says, "I'll be back." That was so cool.
That was
so cool.
And
then I like Ramble where he blew away the whole town.
Yeah, man. That was cool, too.
Hey, Henry, you know they're talking about... He's talking about doing Rambo 5.
Yep.
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 All right, buddy.
You know what? And now there's one more thing before I gotta go. I gotta help my mom.
We gotta go, too.
You gotta, yeah.
You gotta help your mom. We gotta get off here.
Of course. She's my mother.
Of course.
I'm her son. I'm 33 years old.
Oh,
I gotta help
you. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, buddy. You definitely have to help your mom. I agree.
How's Bobby Grayson Keaton doing? You guys are the best. You guys are the best.
Oh, we're doing great, buddy. We have a new baby too.
You do, Jim? What's his name?
Oh, it's a girl. Her name is Grayson Diane.
James.
Yeah.
You're one hell of a dad, and I'm so proud of you.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
And Mike, you're a good friend, too, because, you know...
Not a good dad.
You're a hero.
No, I'm not.
Yet.
I'm not.
But you're a good friend.
I'm just worried about Chloe Grace Moretz. She's wearing, like more ripped jeans and the ripped outfit. She never did that before. What should I do about it? She just...
All you can do is just hope for the best, buddy.
You know what? Maybe it's just a phase.
You just hope for the best. Hope she gets through it and gets back to the classy dame she was before. You know?
Yeah, but, you know, she was a brunette. Now she's a blonde, but she's wearing... She never did this before. What should I tell her?
You should just tell her, hey, class it up some. Okay?
Tell her, you know what, I understand you're at this time of your life and you're experimenting, but, you know, if we're going to work out, you're going to have to go back to the brunette and the nice clothes.
Nice clothes and the blonde. I like there's a blonde.
Yeah,
she's changed the brunette now.
Don't get it twisted, Mike.
I got it twisted.
You should just tell her that she can afford nice clothes. They don't have to be torn up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, she doesn't have to wear
torn
jeans.
She has enough money that she can buy something nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Just tell her that.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We've got to get going, and you got to get going, right?
Yeah, I'll send you an email. Mike, what are you going to tell Richard Lawson with your Beretta 92 and AK-47? What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, you like magic tricks? And he's going to say, yes. And then I'm going to say, well, you're about to become one.
No, it's a disappearing act.
You like disappearing acts?
You're about to become one.
Now you see it, now you don't.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say...
You're going to take a phaser rifle and disintegrate like in When No Man Was Gone before.
That's right.
All right, guys. Live long and prosper. Jim, congratulations that you have 3 kids, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
And you too much. And you know what? I'll send you a cool picture of me in the 84 with a kit car and the kit replica. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Please do that.
And today we're going to honor those victims that gave their lives 9/11.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
We're recording on September 11th. You're right. Yep. So we do honor them today.
Okay, buddy. Yep.
All right, pal.
It's good to hear from
Take
you.
Take care. All the best wishes to you and your families. I'd like to hear from you soon. You can call anytime. No problem.
All right, we'll call again soon.
Because I'll be back.
And we'll be back when we call you back.
We'll be back.
Edward Bramble said, don't push it, don't push it. I'll give you a warning, you won't believe.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
First blood.
All right, buddy.
Yep.
Okay, live long and prosper.
And the Terminator. Yeah. If they're going to bring back the original Terminator on the big screen, I'm gone.
You should go. Did you go to see Ghostbusters when it came back?
Oh, well, I love the Ghostbusters. Which one do you like the best, the first or second?
The first one. They brought the first one back to theaters. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind watching the original, because I didn't like the Ghostbusters 2 Ecto-1A. I like the original.
Oh, yeah. It's silly for the logo to have the 2 up.
Yeah.
I don't understand the logo having the 2 up.
All right, my friends. We're going back to Thursday, May 12th, 1984, in my DeLorean time machine. We're going to witness the Terminator, Ghostbusters, Knight Rider, and then a year later, Back to the Future.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Take it easy. Live long and prosper, and all the best wishes to you and your family.
See you, buddy.
You too, pal.
Take care.
Take care, buddy.
Bye. Take care.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
All right. There he was.
He's such a great friend. I mean,
that was Henry.
He's a good kid, that Henry. He's got a lot of great ideas and a lot of cool stories to tell.
He's got a lot on his plate.
It's always fun to have him on the show. All right. Well, I guess it's going to wrap it up, right? You got anything else to say?
No.
Sorry about that. Henry said a couple of little words that maybe are a little bit PG-13.
One is a movie title, and the other one is
a movie title, and one is HE Double Hockey Sticks.
It was appropriate for what he said.
It worked okay, but our apologies. We try to keep it clean, but
we're also not going to bother editing.
So. Yeah, exactly. We don't edit. We don't edit. We're no edit soldiers.
I thought I told you.
Yeah, no edit soldiers.
No, I like that. Yeah, no edit soldiers.
That's yes. All right. Well, so long, folks.
Okay.
It's been fun again.
It has been fun. Sorry. Yep. Hold on. I'm
trying to get my headphones off.
Trying to get this going.
It's taking a while, this closing music. I'm going to start just making a beatbox.
Okay.
Oh. That's me doing that.
You're doing that with your mouth. Good job.
Start being more silent because I forgot to hit the button. Oh. Hang on, just pretend like the music's still going. Here we go.
Well, you can't stop it.